Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whenever somebody claims that they're sick and they can't go on a date with you, mm-hmm. that's when you show up to their house to make sure.
No!
Yep.
What?
You have to make sure that they're not faking it. And that's exactly what Andrea did, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now.
Oh, no.
She called the dude out for being sick.
No, what?
And now he's not calling her back. But apparently it worked out better than what it sounds like I'm saying. Andrea, really? What's up? How are you?
Hey, Jubal. Hey, Brooke. How are y'all?
Good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the guy that you want to call today? What's his name?
His name is Mike.
Mike. Okay. And how did you meet Mike?
We work in separate places. We were just at the same bar for an office happy hour.
And you thought maybe you could help merge companies. A little merger, huh?
Maybe. I was thinking more, you know, he could just do a feature on our next product.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So what'd you like about this guy?
He had a really sweet personality. I mean, he was really smooth. I went to order my drink at the bar, and he slid up next to me. He's like, after I said my drink, he told me his drink, and he's like, oh, and put them together. I'll pay. Ooh. So it was really sweet.
Oh, he meant put them on the same tab. I thought you meant he wanted you to mix drinks. I was like, that's weird.
A merger.
Yeah.
Another merger.
All right. So anyway, he took care of your drinks. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. Seemed like a really nice guy. I mean, we started talking, and he's got really popping blue eyes.
Ooh.
Total sucker for that. And by the end of the night, he asked me out.
Hey.
Okay, so in your email, you mentioned something about him getting sick, so you needed to go over to his place?
Okay, so the day of the date, he texted me, and he had to cancel because he said he was sick.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, you know, I felt bad. I mean, I'm a compassionate person. I'm nice. So I offered to come over to his place with a care package, and he agreed.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's really thoughtful of you, especially for someone you haven't even actually gone out on a date with yet.
Well, I did have a little bit of a double motive. I mean, I've been burned on a first date before, so I just wanted to make sure he was actually sick.
Oh.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see if he was actually telling the truth.
Well, what happened when you showed up?
I knocked on the door, and he opened it, and he was actually sick. I mean, yeah, he looked terrible.
Oh, I mean, no!
That's what you want to hear from somebody who's interested in you. Man, you look terrible.
Yeah, he looks worse than terrible.
So he wasn't lying to you then?
It was bad. Definitely not lying. Probably actually kind of underplaying.
Oh,
okay.
And how long did you hang out with him at his house while he was sick?
You know, I offered to stay as long as he liked him, and he seemed to really, you know, appreciate the care package.
So what was in the care package? Lube?
What? No.
For the throat.
No. I brought him some soup, some crackers, a little bit of candy.
Okay, good.
NyQuil.
Okay.
You know, pretty,
okay.
Pretty kosher stuff.
The normal get well stuff.
Not lube.
Maybe that's where you went wrong. Maybe he's one of those guys that likes a good lube to solve his cough.
No.
All right. Well, I will keep that in mind next time he's sick.
Nothing soothes a wet cough like some lube. So how did things end with him?
It actually ended a little bit uncomfortable.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, so we seemed to be having a good time. You know, I offered to stay as long as he would like. I thought maybe he'd like the company. All of a sudden, he kind of abruptly went, well, I should rest.
Whoa!
And, you know, really awkwardly just, like, put on my shoes and said bye. I mean.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, after you just brought him a get well package?
Yeah.
So he just kind of killed it, huh? Just like, you're talking. He's like, hey, I need to rest. Get out.
It wasn't that rude, but he did motion towards the door like, you need to leave.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez. Did you feel like he was angry or he was just uncomfortable because he was sick?
Kind of hard to tell. I mean, he was sick, so I'm just hoping he was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And have you talked to him since then?
No, he hasn't texted. He hasn't called. I mean,
not even like a thank you for the care package?
Nothing.
Wow.
So
okay.
He's either blowing me off or his sickness got worse and now he's dead.
Oh my God.
Well, at least you could take some solace in that. Like maybe it was a really bad cold and that's the reason he's not calling you back, not because you did something wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I mean, I'm just as confused as you are. I mean, he asked me out.
Right? Yeah.
And I choked myself with a care package, and now I haven't heard from him.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's kind of
rude.
So, that's weird. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.